AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It was another rough night in Texas.
It's not just cold, it's bitter cold. It's unbelievably miserable.
Judge Lena Hidalgo in Houston says this is compounded by power outages. Some 2 to 3 million homes in Texas don't have electricity.
But we can't deny that some of this is a man-made disaster as well. And the 5 million residents of this county and really this region and this state will deserve answers from ERCOT and the state once this is over.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling for an investigation of the grid manager, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Speaking last night in Milwaukee, President Biden restarted his goal, promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. Days after the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blamed him for the Capitol riot, Donald Trump is giving it right back. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Minutes after voting to acquit the former president at his impeachment trial on charges of inciting the insurrection, McConnell said Trump was practically and morally responsible.
There's no question. None.
Calling his actions before the riot a disgraceful dereliction of duty. Trump has his own adjectives, calling McConnell a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And if any Republican senators stay with McConnell, they will lose. It's the most clear sign yet of a deepening divide, with some Republicans trying to distance the party from Trump and others staying loyal in hopes of not alienating the Trump base. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A woman in Arizona charged in connection with the Capitol riot bragged in a Snapchat video she was recently recruited by a Kansas City chapter of the Proud Boys. The neo-fascist group describes itself as Western chauvinist and has long forbidden female members. This is AP News. A black man in Pennsylvania filed a federal lawsuit against a police officer he says pointed a gun at him from a moving unmarked police car. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
There were no emergency lights.
Emmett Willis was driving through Raccoon Township, about 30 miles northwest of Pittsburgh, making grocery deliveries when a black SUV sped up beside him.
The driver of the vehicle was pointing a firearm at me.
The 23-year-old says the man's hat said police, so he pulled over.
I'm not still 100% sure if he's a police officer. I don't really know how to proceed. So based off instinct, I just put my hands to the ceiling.
Willis alleges the officer pulled him out of the car, punched him in the face, threw him to the ground, and began to cuff him.
His firearm was pressed into the small of my back.
And that gun went off.
I could feel the direct heat.
Willis was held in custody for several hours, then released without being charged. Pennsylvania State Police say an investigation into the officer and a potential DUI are ongoing. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.